بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
January 5th, 2022.
Another point is that sometimes experts and specialists who are from among the people suggest ideas and solutions to the officials for different sectors. Officials should come up with a mechanism in order to be able to benefit better from these ideas. And this will actually help people to participate in the decisions of the responsible organizations of the country. This is one point. In addition, in order to benefit from the capabilities that are available in the people in practice, they should come up with another mechanism so that they can help the people participate in action as well. There are many individuals who are willing to help the administration in part of its work. They should make it clear how the people can become linked with a particular area in the administration. They should sit and think about this. This requires thinking, research, and other such things. Officials should also use the people's capabilities for supervision. There are cases of corruption and favoritism in some parts of the country. These may be hidden from the eyes of the authorities in charge, but the people see these. Therefore, they must use this capability of the people in this regard as well. Therefore, being from the people and being among the people are fundamental tasks. And government officials should pursue this in the way that has been briefly explained here. Overall, in return for the recommendations that we make to our dear people, the esteemed officials of the country should also consider themselves obliged to truly work with all their might.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Of course, what I see today is that thankfully the esteemed officials from the top to the bottom are working and struggling hard. As far as I see, they are trying and going through much trouble. I hope their efforts will be blessed by God. They must continue these efforts, work for the people, and purify their intentions for God. In this case, their efforts will be a great act of worship. I ask God the Exalted to make the Iranian nation successful in all areas and fields, to help it defeat its enemies, to gladden the pure soul of our magnanimous Imam, to associate him with the friends of God, and to make him satisfied and pleased with us, so that we will not feel embarrassed before our magnanimous Imam. I hope that he will make the pure souls of the martyrs satisfied with us, to raise them with his friends, and to not make us ashamed before them. I once more send my greetings to the dear people of Qom and to you honourable participants in this meeting, and I hope that God will bestow His grace, mercy and blessings on all of you. May God's greetings, mercy and blessings be upon you.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all. You guided me.